Alma chapter 55. After Moroni had received the letter from Amaron saying that they'd exchanged prisoners, this kind of angered Moroni, and he decided that he didn't want the Lamanites to have any more strength. So he decided to come up with a plan to get the prisoners back, and his prisoners back, without giving any to the Lamanites. And so what he does is he finds someone of Lamanite descent amongst them, and he sends him over to the Lamanites to give them a lie that he was one of them, and that he was bringing them wine that he had taken from the Nephites. And then through a trickery of words, using the same trickery that flattering people use, he was able to talk the Lamanites into drinking it. And again, this flattery was by withholding the wine a little bit, that makes them then more desirous for it than they gave them the wine. And they had prepared this wine to be extra strong, and it put the Lamanites to sleep. And after they're all asleep, then the Nephite soldiers sneak in with arms, and they arm the prisoners, and they arm themselves, and they surround the Lamanites, and then they are able to take control or of the city that the prisoners are in, and they're able to get all the prisoners back. And it says in verse 16 that this again was the design of Moroni. Again, we're not feeling the influence of the Lord here. I will repeat, the Lord is supporting them, but these are the problems they're having is due to them being of men. And nonetheless, it also explains to us, again, some of the integrity of Moroni, and it's a Moroni we should have. Even after being so angry with Amaron about all this, he still does not kill any of the Lamanites. It would have been very easy for them to cause a war, and the prisoners were probably angered because of their poor treatment, and they would have liked to have did something to the Lamanites. But instead of doing that, he just surrounds them, and he just takes them prisoner, because, he does not delight in bloodshed for any reason. Well, then, having taken all these prisoners, then they put the prisoners to work building fortifications. And this is, again, a good piece of information as to what to do with prisoners and to turn them to your advantage. And then it says that now having done this trick to them, the Lamanites try and continue to pull this kind of a trick and other tricks back, put them back on the Nephites, but they say that it won't work because, it says that they remember that the Nephites are not slow to remember the Lord their God, and that's in 31. And now, after two more chapters and years passing, they finally mention again their Lord. And again, this is not a strong reference to their use of God. It just means that they remember to worship Him and again ask for the support of the Lord in prayer and so forth. But they are not true followers and are not followers of God. But they do recognize God, pray to God, and ask God for His support, which He gives them in their, we'll call them, righteous causes. We also learn in verse 32 that therefore they have the Lamanites sample their wine and all their different liquors, so that they can't get poisoned. And what do we learn? We learn that the Nephites were drinkers, and they were drinkers also. And it wasn't although they weren't a tremendously wicked people, they weren't a righteous people like the people of Ammon either.